we could have the children come up for our children's message today. Well, welcome, everyone. How are we doing this morning?
Good.
Now, our children's message title is entitled, a simple word called love. Love, right? The question is, quick question, who do you love in your life? Who do you love in your life? Yes, Emily.
Jesus and your family.
Jesus and your family. Good answers.
My mom and my grandma.
Your mom and your grandma. Very good. Very good. And also your dad, too. Of course. Anyone else? Who do you love? Anyone else? Anyone? Do you love your friends?
Oh, yeah.
Do you love your teachers? Do you love your grandparents and grandma and grandpa? Yeah? What about your brothers? Do you love your brothers or sister? Yeah, you do, right? That's very good. Now, there's a lot of people that we love in life. But what does Jesus say? He says, love your enemies. Now, what's an enemy?
Someone you hate.
Someone you... Good. I mean, not good, but good. That's exactly what it is. Someone you hate. Now, how difficult is it to love someone that you don't like? That you just want to, like, not talk to or not really be around? How difficult is that? Is it very hard? From 1 to 10, 10 being hardest, how hard is it to love the people that you don't like? 10, right? It's very hard to love your enemies. But Jesus says to love your enemies, doesn't he? Now, he says this because, well, what did Jesus do? Did he love his enemies? How did Jesus love his enemies? How did Jesus love the people that did not like him? What did he do to love them? What do you think? Yes, he died on the cross. Think about that, right? We think of all the people that we don't like in life, let's say, and we don't want to love and look after them. But what does Jesus do? This is love, right? Jesus loves us so much that he died for all the world. Those that were even against him, Jesus loved. And though, well, Jesus should have said what? You know, he says, you know, you don't like me? I'm not going to look after you. That's what Jesus should have said. You don't like me? I'm going to avoid you, right? But no, this is our Lord. He says, no, I love everyone. And how I love them is that I die for them on the cross. And I rise for them on the third day to give them, even those who hate me, the gift of eternal life, forgiveness, and salvation. This is the love of God. The love that only God can give to you and for you. Because in that love, we know how to love. Does that make sense? In Christ's love, in what he has done for us, we know how to love right now. So as Jesus says, love your enemy, that's what we do. We love our enemy. We love everyone that God has placed in our lives. And I want you to remember that. It's not what you do, but it's what Christ has done for you. Let us pray. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, O Lord, for this time together. We thank you for your love, knowing that by your love, you go to the cross and die for our sins and rise for us on the third day. Lord, by this love, we know that we are your children. And through this love, call us to love one another in your name. Bless these children in the faith as they grow in your light. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.